1700 the champ on Twitter, Facebook at 1700 the champ as well. You are getting Hawkeye Huddle and Chiefs Kingdom. Their hour show is on tonight after our show. Tomorrow you're going to get a little baseball. Then it gets right into Steelers Browns. What a huge game for
on Thursday.
That division on Thursday. Yes, crazy stuff there. We'll talk about that game a lot. Then we get a little you and I Western Illinois, some Twins Angels, and then Chiefs Colts 49ers Broncos Cowboys Giants. What a big game that is too for the Cowboys and the Giants. Cowboys with a big win. What didn't see that one coming.
I didn't either.
Rush played well. Once again, they played Cincinnati. Didn't they play the Bengals? Is that who they played?
The Cowboys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Joe Burrow probably should be 2-0 and they're 0-2. And people are like, well, what's wrong with Joe Burrow? I don't think anything's wrong with Joe Burrow. I think there's some things wrong with some others, right. But I don't think there's anything extremely wrong with him. This segment will be brought to you by Des Moines Orthopedic. Des Moines Orthopedic is helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. You can go online to their urgent care sites in West Des Moines and Ankeny, and no appointment needed, and you can see what wait times are. It's for injuries, you know, if you hurt your knee, hurt your ankle, hurt your elbow, hurt your neck, some of the shoulder, all those things, yes, that's an urgent care. You should be going to DMOS. You're getting people that work in those fields to look at those things instead of the emergency room where you're getting someone that's going to help you and then direct you to go to
what's the
DMOS.
If it's, oh man, yeah. Then you're going one place. If
yes.
It's that,
if you have stuff sticking out of you or you're exactly. bleeding, that's the emergency room
there
because they'll get you in quickly too. So the other thing that they have going on right now is they have purchased Engineered Performance. Engineered Performance by DMOS is an exceptional opportunity to become the leader in elite sports rehabilitation and performance training in Central Iowa. Our integrated team of physicians, physical therapists, and performance specialists are here to help you achieve greatness. That is what they've done. They've taken this to a new level. So not only are they helping you recover after, they're trying to help you understand what you need to do before, during, and after every day to make you a better athlete. And we're not just talking elite athletes. We're talking people that want to get from point A to point C and skip point B sometimes and either get injured because they're doing stuff wrong, not understanding what they're supposed to be doing. You get to go there. They're going to show you what your process looks like. It's a big word in this particular room right here. The process.
The process.
It's a process.
Well, I love the fact that now they're both sides of the coin.
Yeah, I think it's awesome, and it's great to have them be a part of the show. Okay,
what did you say the Chiefs show was called?
Chiefs Kingdom.
You nailed it.
Is that what it is?
You're good.
Okay.
You know this. So
yeah, I have.
You
no
can
one.
Say it with confidence.
I can. Chiefs Kingdom.
Kingdom.
I just have a couple of short little things. Herm Edwards gets fired from Arizona State.
Okay, let's talk about the way it was done.
Right, on the field.
In the end zone.
There was
absolutely, the field.
There was absolutely no way if I'm another college coach, even though it's Arizona State, and they'll probably pay well, that's how you take care of your coach that's been there and somebody with the integrity of Herm Edwards.
What are we missing? I mean, for that to happen that way, what are we missing? Why did they feel the need to nip it in the bud?
Because I think,
and then fly him home commercial without, I mean, good
I think
Lord.
They want him to do stuff that he's not going to do. I'm not going to cut corners. That is not who
I
am.
Give me results now without ethics.
Right. And that is not him.
No,
it's never been him. Herm Edwards and Tony Dungy are two beyond approach guys in how they deal
and
with
you. He believes you play to win the game.
Yeah. He played to win the game.
I mean, I saw that video and
it was,
I was just
bad. It was,
my
it was
jaw
really
was
bad.
On my desk. I'm like,
so
what?
You have some coaches and man, I thought you were crazy as a loony bird when you were talking about Urban Meyer and in Nebraska and all that. They're thinking about it. I don't understand.
They made shirts.
Help me.
Because he's been to the promised land, and they need somebody at that level that understands what it means to get to the promised land.
Now, if I'm a college coach and I want to see somebody, I'm going after Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule turned Baylor around when Baylor was, they were at the death penalty and beyond. It was like, okay, not only are we going to give you the death penalty, but we are going to make it so you will never play football here again.
Right.
And he worked with them and he brought them through. Everybody wants to go to the NFL and see if you can do it. The problem is, and you're seeing this, and I swear to you, Scott, this is the reason that they play so well at home and they play so horrible on the road is because they don't care. They don't want to play on the road, and they want to win their home games because then I get to be at home and I get all these things. It's not – coaching the NFL is not coaching college football. That's why I don't think Matt Campbell's ever going to go to the NFL. That's why I don't think that Jim Harbaugh wants to go to the NFL. Wait,
you're saying the NFL players don't like to play on the road? Baylor doesn't like to play on the road?
I'm saying NFL team. The way these games are played – you had teams that went from, oh my God, how can you lose, to you're on the road and you can't do anything.
Right.
I mean, that's not coaching. That's players not wanting to play. I mean, they get paid a lot of money. They get to go. It's not college football where you're on a bus and you're on a private jet flying to these games.
But it's I will also say it's to the level of these guys, even on quote unquote the bad teams. These are the highest level athletes of that sport in the world,
and they still can't win.
They made a movie called Any Given Sunday. Yes, it was Al Pacino, and it was you gotta dig deep. But I mean, it's still these guys are the best of the best, and they're
the best of the best, and they still can't go on the road and win. And either that's they're not listening to coaching.
That's not every single game.
No, but it's a lot of games. I mean, a lot of games.
Well, then those aren't the games you wager on. You wager on the ones where you know the guys have heart.
I'm not even saying I'm wagering on them. I'm just saying that Minnesota can't go and be that bad. I mean, there was a whole slew of them. You're just driving me crazy. But I thought Matt Rhule would be a really good coach. But you have Colorado's going to be open.
Yep.
Nebraska's already open. Arizona State's already open. Listen, I don't know if I'm
Texas A&M is going to be open.
That could be – they're paying him way – I mean, when you're paying your coach almost $8 million, you can't have close games against teams that – I mean, I think a lot of these coaches – that went Brian Kelly went for the money at LSU, and he's like, oh my gosh, there is nobody here like me, none of the fans are like me, oh my gosh, what did I do? You know,
he's got a fake accent though.
Oh, what did I do? I think if he could have that back, he would. I don't know. I just thought that.
Well, you know what? He doesn't have to worry about it. If he doesn't win, they will say, "There's the door."
No, they will, and that's the thing. And then what do you do? I mean, and that it's not even in his root, you know, structure. I mean, he was at small schools. He was at Cincinnati. Then he went to Notre Dame. That was a big jump. And then you go from Notre Dame to LSU, where. The old ball coach.
Exactly.
Hey, Ed. How much money? $17 million. Where's the door?
Where's the door, brother? There you go.
Where's the door?
Exactly.
So, I mean, and there's going to be more. It's really funny. UCLA job could be open. Oregon is not happy. I mean, there's all these. It seems weird to me that if you can't. And maybe this is part Herm Edwards' fault, too. You should be able to win at Arizona State. I mean, it's a gorgeous campus.
Right.
It's nice. It's warm. It's, you know, there's no snow. There's no bad weather.
But okay. A coach should be able to win at Arizona State. Herm Edwards, with his style and the way he believes and wants to, you know what, like somebody else we know, wants to raise men.
Yep.
Wants to you know, make them better, not a flash in the pan, whereas I think it's, no, we need flashes in the pan to put butts in the seats and get money down here, opposed to I want a kid here for 3 to 4 years and change
and maybe
his
that,
life to the better.
Maybe, and that's a great point. And you nailed
mark it on the board.
You nailed it on the head right there. Maybe it's not the school and it's not all the rest of it. It's the athletic director. Jamie Pollard bought in to Matt Campbell. And said, okay, I'm buying what you're selling, and I'm going to market it, and I'm going to sell it, and we're going to have fun together.
Yeah.
And I think that's been a good relationship, and I think it's going to continue, because I don't think you jump ship into something that's that upside down. And Nebraska is upside down. When you came in here with rumblings that you were hearing, and now the rumblings are even louder, and
yes,
and things were really bad,
yes,
in Nebraska, to a point where you start, a little lives, little Jack Nicholson, lives were in danger.
Yes.
I mean, that it was getting to be that point.
Right.
And
he's going to end up as an advisor on Saban's staff. He'll have a mid-major school head coaching job again.
He just needs to get his and this is, you know, it's our guy on Fox.
Jay Glazer.
I'm telling you, it's the blue. And if you don't know how to control the blue,
it's the gray.
Gray and the blue, but the gray.
The
but
difference when you, between
when,
it, right.
Right, when you don't know how to handle it, everything goes. Because right. you're that's what mental illness is. That's what mental things that affect you, that's what it is. You can't make...
Right.
You can't
right.
make
and
a decision on what sock to put on first.
Right. It's the idea of being the savior, quote unquote.
Right.
Okay. Of
because
coming in because
that's what you were supposed to be. You're that guy.
But you were at one point in time.
The
now
last,
we need
yeah.
you to do it again.
Right.
And you can't. The only way for you to do it is to get to the top of the mountain. And if you do it once, you better do it over and over
right.
again, because the minute you take one step off the mountain and go 9-4, you're gone. You know, it's that deal. I mean, we've had this discussion over a campfire, a beverage, a chicken wing about Freddie Hoiberg.
Yeah.
Freddie Hoiberg knew the fact that if he wasn't going to be every year in the Final Four, this, that he was never going to be. It was, wow, he can't make it over that last one. I don't think he's enjoying life where he is right now.
No.
But I don't think he feels that he has the pressure he did when he was the golden child in the mayor.
Yeah.
Ames.
And I think Freddie got a little bit of a help from the Chicago Bulls. I think he went to them and said, listen,
I need a couple years.
I can't do this anymore.
Yep.
But I need a way out. And
right.
you guys are my out.
Right.
And I get it. Pay me whatever you want. I'll do whatever you want to do. Dispatch me how you want to
right.
do.
I'll take the losses.
Yeah, I'll take that.
I'll be the scapegoat. I just need a breather.
I can do that.
Right.
When he took the Nebraska job, I didn't think that. I've always said he'd be a great general manager. I just don't think he wanted to travel with the kids still being the
right.
age that the kids
oh,
are.
Oh, I agree. I think he'd be a great general manager yeah. on an NBA team.
Absolutely. I mean, he did wonders for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
That's his calling. He doesn't like to recruit anymore. And that's always my thing. How do you recruit people to come to Nebraska? Because all the people that you want to recruit to come to Nebraska in basketball, in football, all of those sports weren't alive when Nebraska was good in those sports.
Right, exactly.
And it's very hard to do. So, but he went through the same thing. This pressure at Iowa State to win is too much. And then just to continue it on, Steve Prohm came in and went, holy buckets.
Okay, now let's revert back to what you just said about 5 minutes ago.
Yep.
Pollard bought into Campbell's process, system,
yep.
culture. Okay. How many wins and losses did the football team have last year? 7-6?
7-6.
Okay. In all honesty, with what the expectations, we were a top five team, all these different things, different, if those two wouldn't have been connected, Pollard and Campbell,
he would have been,
hey, we really missed the mark. I'm going to
yep.
give you one more of this. But what we saw was tears in a coach's eyes, hugging players that did everything for him, with him,
right.
bought in, culture, all these different things. And he made men that went into the NFL that are successful as
oh,
athlete and men, graduated. And that's what we looked at and went, okay, he's doing positive things.
The other thing that helps Matt Campbell, and it helped Freddie too. That's why I'm saying the school didn't push Freddie away. Freddie needed to get
yes.
away.
Yes.
It's the same Matt Campbell. You go to high donors, they don't say, 7-6, I'm good. If Matt, in Matt Campbell I trust. I've walked down after those games at the end of the season, and I heard that from all those people. I walked with Mike Lacy. In Matt Campbell we trust. We're going to keep our trust in him because we want him to keep with us. When they went to, I think when Jamie looked at TJ, he said, you know what? I don't think that I just lost his name. The basketball coach to
Prohm.
Steve, I don't think Steve gets this. TJ gets this.
Oh, absolutely.
TJ's gonna take whatever he has to do to take off, and he's gonna dive in, and he gets this, and he doesn't want anything else. He just wants this. He wanted it when Freddie left. He didn't get it. He went away and he came back and he goes, this is what I want.
Yes.
And I'm gonna do the same thing. I'm in. And I think he even said, I'm in with Matt Campbell. I'm in with Coach Finley. I'm in with this group of individuals.
Yeah, to even mention Finley, man, that dude's been around. He's been amazing. How do you replace that guy?
You don't. And there were times in his career, because of health reasons, you almost had to. And I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do there.
Yeah.
But that's that. It would before Iowa State looks at things differently, and I think they can. How long can they do that? Getting into a bigger conference now today, the Pac-12, you know, the commissioner. Oh, nobody else is leaving here. We can't believe you because we. I don't think you
remember
believe.
We talked about the Washington State Cougs? 3-0, baby. Now we want them.
I know. it's right. But I think we bought in and he bought in, and that's what we want. And that's the reason Kirk Ferentz and the basketball, McCaffrey's still there. Same thing. Everybody's bought in.
Yep.
You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We got two more segments left. Don't miss them. We'll be right back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 Sports Fans.
Welcome back in, everybody.
Whoa, man, that was loud.
Ow, hit that one. Pushed that one a little too far. This is Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Steen.
Scott.
There we go. We got it now. That's the first time it's worked. Worked.
There we go.
You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ, at Happy Hour _ SS, at Scott Brower _13. Did I say that one twice?
It does. It was me. I'm good with it. So.
You're okay with that. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ, website 1700thechamp.com. Hawkeye Huddle, Chiefs Kingdom, 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. So you have those going on. So right after we get done with our show today. Let's see here.
I've got to get that laminated for you.
I know.
And perhaps make a copy of it.
Maybe do something even more than that, right? So I've done, we've hit a lot of these today. You know what? Let's talk about a couple of these things. You're taking pictures of it. Awesome.
I didn't get a chance.
It is nice. If you haven't seen, Come and Go has kind of switched some of the things that they're doing. A lot of fresh food, a lot of made to order fresh food. Mm-hmm. It's their new fresh perspective. That's a lot of things to fresh perspective is not easy to get out five times
exactly.
in one read. You know, you still have the convenience that you had before, but they've kicked their menu up. I just think the ambiance is better. And they're trying, they understand that we are all, you trying to get from point A to point B to get here on time to be here at 4 o'clock, for me to get here at 4 o'clock with all the things that we have going on. We're trying to get home and, okay, I don't want McDonald's and I don't want this. And they have great food.
We live such a society of on the go.
Yeah. And they're making on the go better.
Yeah.
And really tasty. And then you still get all the convenience of all the rest. Not that this is the only reason we go to Come and Go, but their beer selection is really, really good.
And it's cold.
And it is cold.
And their deli type sandwich that I had the other day was delightful.
Yeah. And I've had breakfast there and I've had lunch there. And it's really, really good. And there's nothing like I've been cutting out a lot of, and people will say, well, I saw you had one. I've been trying to cut down on my Diet Coke, not on my 26 glasses of tea a day, but I have been trying to cut down on, but it's too difficult to walk in there and not get a fountain
Diet Coke.
Oh,
yeah,
man, it is the best. So just wanted to give Come and Go some kudos.
Do you have the rewards too?
I do. And I have it on my phone. It's so, I mean, I just walk up and it's
right.
I
got 10 cents off a gallon the other day. Yeah. I didn't even know it was coming.
I do Chick-fil-A. So I have Chick-fil-A every day before I come here. I switch it up. I either have.
It's because it's not on, because it's I don't want to say this, a problem for you that it's,
no.
that you have an addiction to it. It's just, it's physically from where you go to
where I have to come here.
To
I drive
here.
Right by it.
Yes.
I type it on my phone through the app. It's already paid for. I drive through. I still do drive through unless it's really busy. If not,
because they write Heistine on your cup.
They do. if it's really, really busy and I've done that, I have a number. I have a text number and they'll just bring it out to me. If the lines, I try not to do that because I don't want people
all
to be jealous.
From somebody that isn't even quote unquote a real sponsor of us.
No,
they're just,
they're just
friends of Steen.
It's just Chick-fil-A friendliness, but I'm there a lot.
Bless
and they're not friendly to everybody like that. So it's kind of cool.
Yes, they are.
And it's a bunch of young kids and you know, they're like, what's on the show today? What, you know, they get it, you know, and it's all probably made up and just to get me, but it's not like I tip them. So
I know, but
it's
again,
just being nice. And
it's the love of Chick-fil-A.
If you, that is the love of Chick-fil-A. I just can't, I'm not a Chick-fil-A breakfast guy yet.
There's two things I can do for breakfast from on the fly places and it's.
Yeah, I'm
a McDonald's breakfast burrito is delightful
is.
In my head.
And
it's horrible for me.
Once again, I do not know what McDonald's puts in their Diet Coke, but it is the best Diet Coke ever.
Yes, yes.
I mean,
Fountain, yes.
It is crack cocaine to me. So,
wow.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go. Which is better than crack cocaine. I have to say that.
But yes, when it was made, there was actually cocaine in Coca-Cola, but that was centuries ago.
Okay. Some fun stuff.
Sure.
First one is Tom Brady and good old Fitzmagic are having a tiff. They're not actually having a tiff. Fitzmagic is having a tiff with Tom Brady because he didn't, so like 5 years ago, didn't shake his hand after a game. Would you be on Team Brady or Team Fitzmagic?
I would. I'd buy Fitzmagic a beer and a you know, three pack of tacos. That dude, I like.
Yeah, or avocado ice cream with Tom Brady. That would be difficult. I can't. I don't like avocados.
No, he's probably in a bad mood fighting with his wife, so
yeah,
I'm not going
there. Yeah. That's so funny. Here's the other one.
But you know what? Fitzpatrick is new with the Amazon Prime Group.
And trying to get some.
And he needs clicks.
And Tom Brady's followed by gazillion people.
Right. He needs to get
more
clicks.
More because of his wife, so
right.
you better be nice to
him. Did you see you saw the apparel that Fitzpatrick was wearing on Amazon Prime on that front. I mean, everybody said, that is poolside attire, and he did not care. So
He didn't care.
But you know what? We're talking about him in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yep. And that's how it works.
Excuse me, Urbandale, where we are located.
Yeah. This is a funny one, and I've always said my favorite baseball player growing up watching was Greg Maddux. And it wasn't – I enjoyed it because he didn't throw hard, but if you put a penny in a catcher's mitt and moved it around, he could hit the penny.
That's you've said that to me for years,
yeah,
talking about you could put a number on each one of his fingers.
And he would hit him.
Tell him which finger you want to hit.
And here's a crazy stat. This came out yesterday. Greg Maddux faced 20,421 batters in his career. He reached a 3-0 count 133 times. That's amazing. Now, in difficult situations.
Are you saying because they took him deep a lot?
No.
No.
he had times where in big games, people would change the way that they would hit against him. His postseason record is not great. It's not John Smoltz great, but John Smoltz regular season's not anywhere
right.
near Greg Maddux.
You get
but
that.
When you, I'm telling you that he could, and I don't even know how you would see that there were numbers on the catcher's
still.
Mitt, and he would, that's all they do. he'd put a number down and he'd throw it and he'd hit it. It's incredible.
Well, the movement. I mean, the movement, sheer junk that he had on the ball to watch some of the footage still was just amazing.
It is unbelievable. With the one more thing with Cytown and one of the things that people were talking about with Jamie Pollard, because some people it put some people aback a little bit. A lot of money. It's going to cost a lot of money to do. And there were a lot of people that came. I mean, he's taken general revenue from being $20.5 million a year to over $110 million a year just by being Jamie.
Right.
And then he keeps adding all these different things in, and it keeps going up. I don't know how somebody being from Ames would look at Jamie and go, yeah, I don't know if I trust him doing that. I mean, in Jamie.
Okay, what are the numbers you just threw out? The revenue is over $120
million? $110 million. So he's taken normal revenue before he came. At the tippy top of the thing was $20
million. Right.
And now it's $110 million a year.
And Cytown is what?
Cytown.
What are they?
Cytown's going to cost $200 million.
Right.
For after everything's said and done.
Right.
But if you look at that, that means that's going to raise revenue from 200 if you go off that same thing to 300, 400.
Well, from my understanding, isn't private business going to be in some of those locations that is revenue and year round?
Yes. And just have to, it's more or less like Iowa State is going to be in my line of work.
Right.
Yes, I'm going to build this building for you. Yes, you're going to come in and do this.
Right, exactly.
Still my building.
Okay, is there some place we can say, can you give me a Wallaby somewhere down around there?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Oh, love that place. Mm. But.
You know, the first person that's going to want to go in there, Jethro's. I mean, I'll move.
I don't know that, yes, that would be, that was quite the coup for him to be very close to Hickory Park, but. I think there's going to be people stammering to get into there.
Mm-hmm. Did your two things, two quarterbacks kind of going in a different direction. Did you see? So Trey Lance gets tackled. Did you see that? And he tried to get up, and then he figured out that his ankle was pointing the wrong way and went back down. That was gross.
Right. Well, and it's that becomes a whole discussion of should they play it? Do you want to see it? Blah, blah, blah. And there is certain people. Throw it again.
I got to see it. But I didn't want to see it again.
Well, that's the friendly fire hit last night on the. Oh, good Lord! The poor kid got his neck wrenched backwards from Buffalo. If I remember right. Yeah.
Out of the hospital today.
Yeah. I mean, but thank God it's precautionary and you know, for what it is.
And that's
but NFL's to see
a,
it.
NFL job. NFL has done a great job about safety for.
Well, they showed NFL. It twice, and then my wife goes, "Well, what was it?" And I said, "You didn't see that," and they weren't going to show it again. So thank you, technology. I hit the back button. She went, "No, that was a scary moment.
Looked worse, much worse than what it actually was, which shows the equipment."
Right.
Working.
Right. Okay. So, but you said Trey Lance.
Yeah. So did your expectations or change with Kyler Murray with his comeback win? One of the things that I talked about on the show yesterday was I don't think it's a Kyler Murray problem. I think his coach is a blooming ding dong.
Okay.
I don't think his coach is very good.
Right. But I also think that you can't win at all with that type.
No. You
can win games with that, but you have to have a plan and execute a plan over and over again to be a champion. You can't fly by the seat of your pants every week and think you're going to win.
No. And I think I don't think that's what Kyler wants to do. I just think that's what Kyler has to do.
I agree.
And I think, but what he did to them was amazing. That when he ran in for that 2-point conversion and he was all the way out at the 40-yard line when he was coming back in the
It's a flashback to Seneca Wallace with the run for Pete's sake.
Crazy. That was last week and this week was my turning point that Cliff Kingsbury is just in over his skis. He's or over his skis. Not in over his head, over his skis. There we go.
water under the dam, water over the bridge. I forget.
Whatever.
Okay, so let's with the Niners.
Yes.
And Garoppolo now being the starting quarterback. You know what that does?
it's going to get the San Francisco's to 9 wins, and everybody's going to go, oh, my God, Jimmy Garoppolo cannot get us to the promised land.
I think Brock Purdy got a hell of a lot better seat.
I think he got a really good seat that he could be coming in and you know, and
That's crazy.
It's so difficult to look at that, too, because you saw Brock Purdy and everybody. Well, he was doing it against people that didn't even make the team. Yeah, and he was playing offense behind people that weren't going to make the team and still made things happen.
Sounds like management, coaching, everybody that knows and gets paid a lot of money to see talent.
They gave him a playbook.
Really liked him.
And in a week, he was done. Yeah. He knew it. He knew all the calls. He was teaching other people calls.
Good book. Is there a sequel?
Yeah. Yes. That's the crazy thing. Did you happen to see Eli Manning going undercover at Penn State as a recruit?
I actually had a lot of the real job stuff to do today, but I was going to watch that. That popped up on my feed.
It's funny. It's really. Yeah. I mean, I didn't think Eli Manning was that guy. I knew Peyton was that guy. Eli Manning has that same sick sense of humor that his brother does.
Like when his brother was on Saturday Night Live and he's throwing dart footballs at children, yelling at them, come on.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, Cooper's the best. All the things that their brother Coop gets to do, he is funny. That's good stuff.
All right. So right now you got 2 minutes to tell me who's the best team in the NFL.
We touched on this earlier. And it's my team is going head to head with them this weekend. It's Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
I mean, from quarterback talent to coaching to weapons to that, Buffalo Bills are a good team.
Worst team in the league?
Oh, Lord, dude.
There's a lot of bad teams.
It's good to see Jacksonville coming up out of it.
I do not think that Jacksonville is one of them at all. I mean they probably should have won their – they probably should have won their first game. They had a bad fourth quarter.
I'm not supposed to watch and like, but I'm watching the Jets because of Breece Hall. There's some flashes of rebuilding there.
I mean, I'm not so sure that it's not the Chicago Bears or Tennessee Titans.
Chicago Bears, yeah.
Not a lot of talent.
Seattle scares me.
Seattle doesn't have a lot of talent.
Right. But no, the Bears.
Tennessee Titans, the quarterback rating for Ryan Tannehill
number one seed a year ago.
Henry, they tried to get him more rushes. His production falls down. And the more they have to rely on Ryan Tannehill, the more he falls down. So they have two stars that take up half of their payroll who are on the downside of their careers because, one, Ryan Tannehill wasn't very good, and two, Derrick Henry, just you only have so many carries.
Well, did you see how many times they got to Derrick Henry behind the line of scrimmage in the last game?
Yeah, that
– I mean, it was
– offensive line coaching is not at a premium in the NFL right now.
I'm not saying I would not plunge them into, you know – a problematic team, but they do have some things to address.
Yeah, it will. I mean, it seems weird that you're seeing professional football teams play that poorly so early. I mean, it shakes you up. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. We got one more segment. Who knows where we're going?
Hopefully. 101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ is Des Moines' home for professional play-by-play. Every Kansas City Chiefs and NFL primetime game live on terrestrial radio. We also have your baseball covered with the Minnesota Twins. Hey, and don't forget the legendary Jim Rome, weekdays from 11 to 2, and the UNI Panthers. For a complete schedule, visit 1700thechamp.com. 1700 The Champ, now on the FM dial at 101.3. 101.3 and 1700, The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in. Last segment on this Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Steen.
Scott.
We're here. You are listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700, The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at 1700, The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook is at 1700, The Champ as well. Hawkeye Huddle and Chiefs Kingdom coming on 6 to 7, 7 to 8 after the show tonight. I want to take this time to thank our sponsors, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Woodman Controls, Iowa Cubs, Northwest Bank, Palmer Group, Come and Go, and BetMGM. Couldn't do this show without them. What you got? You said you got something.
Funny,
what you got?
Funny you would say BetMGM as our last acknowledged sponsor. So, you know, you can, request a friend or refer a friend.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So $50 worth of wagering goes to the person that referred, and $50 worth of wagering goes to the person that you sent it out to.
Yeah.
So let me just read this here. So, okay. $10 bet, Buffalo money line.
Yes.
Derrick Henry to score a touchdown. Anytime touchdown score. Anytime touchdown score, Stephon Diggs. Josh Allen, 225 plus yards. Okay. So somebody for his birthday got a referral from me and put 10 down. I think it was 110 on that four-way parlay. He hit all four of them.
Nice.
So his first go around on this. Yes, my youngest Brandon, who's now 21.
It doesn't happen all the time.
Very,
very careful.
But he also hit first scorer of the game. He also hit first scorer of the second half. Of course, his mother's comment was, get the money out of the account. He goes, yes, mother, I took it out of the account already. So,
nice.
But yeah, it's
good
like,
for
yes,
him.
You said it best, that it doesn't happen every week, but good job.
It does not. One of the interesting things about professional leagues in our country is a lot of them have open-ended amount of money that you can spend, and
yeah,
some don't. Some have salary caps. The NBA has salary caps. The NFL has salary caps. Baseball does not. And there are six teams in Major League Baseball that have to pay luxury tax because now they settle 2 weeks before season's over. The New York Mets, the Los Angeles Dodgers, the New York Yankees, the Philadelphia Phillies, San Diego, and Boston. So six teams. Of those six teams, three of them are in. Two of them are close, Phillies and San Diego. And Boston is the only one with a high payroll that had to pay a luxury tax that didn't. So, you know, for me, baseball is fun when small market teams can compete. And there are small market teams competing.
Right.
But there are a lot of teams in Major League Baseball that can't compete with, you know, the Mets and the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Phillies spending $300 million,
yeah,
and they're spending $120 million.
You're saying all that right there, and in that verbiage is the answer we're talking, because a small market team can come together as a team and win ball games and win a championship. But then that year two, and then that year two and a half, if you will, they get fleeced.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's well, if you want me to stick around, I mean,
we got to pay
world champions.
So we got to pay you money. I get that.
It's then it becomes, okay, you're getting older. Are you relevant? But then you're going to get one guy that's going to go to one of those teams that is paying luxury tax. You know, it's the verbiage we've heard from what's coming out of the Rickett family. Okay. We're going to start spending money again. Cause now it's time.
I get that. But as Cubs fans, you're going to go, okay, why did you have to take time off when everybody else wasn't taking time off?
Was it almost like, to me, I think it was they were building up the farm team. But, I mean, it's because that's the way they did it last time.
Rizzo.
I don't know.
He looks good in a Yankee uniform.
He just seems – you're a Yankee fan. I think he's doing isn't he?
I was really, really excited about that.
As much as Aaron Judge is going to look great in Wrigley Field. So.
Yeah. That would be quite
Dude,
amazing.
If that actually happens, you're going to look at me next summer and go – huh.
Are we going to Chicago? Should we go to Chicago? That's a short porch, too. It'd be amazing what he could do there. One of the biggest stories this weekend, and I totally disagree with everybody that's saying this, the Cleveland Browns' Nick Chubb was chastised for there were less than 2 minutes left in the game, and he breaks through the line and goes in and scores a touchdown to put them up 13. Is that... I do believe is correct.
Okay.
And then the New York Jets came back and beat them that's because they missed the extra point. And they came back and beat them, scoring two touchdowns and getting an onside kick and blah, 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 blah. Everybody said the only thing Nick Chubb had to do was as soon as he went through that line was to fall down. They could have kneeled down and game over. It's the NFL.
Really?
You're not even thinking that. I mean, Nick Chubb's not even, if you want to do that, don't give the ball to Nick Chubb. Have your quarterback kneel down. Nick Chubb is a running back.
A minute 55 to go, 12-yard run, Nick Chubb, touchdown.
Touchdown.
Okay.
And then they kicked off, the Jets scored right away, onside kick, scored again, and they win the game by one because the Bears missed the extra point.
Look, at 1:22 and at 22 seconds, Joe Flacco throws a pass to Davis, and then he throws it to Garrett Wills. Okay, that's 14 points in a minute. I think I'd chastise the defense.
That's what I would have done too. But it's everybody's, that's all they're saying is, well, Nick Chubb should have known better. Nick Chubb's a running back. Nick Chubb gets paid dollars to run the football and score touchdowns.
Pete Carroll should have given it to Marshawn Lynch too,
the one time in his life that he actually doesn't do what he's supposed to do between running and passing. And
I don't know. I don't know.
You should be able to stop the New York Jets and not let them kick an onside kick. And even if they get the onside kick, they still had to go 50 yards in less than a minute.
Right, exactly. I mean, the odds of that, I don't.
And they got beat deep by a rookie wide receiver.
Yeah.
That is bad coaching, I like the Browns. I don't like what the Browns stand for right at this very second. When you look at everything in totality with Deshaun Watson and all that.
Right.
But I still, you know, I can't tell my players that you need to just, if you're going to take a knee, your quarterback takes a knee, and you win the game out that way.
What, he's supposed to break through the line and go, oops.
I got
to
fall down, I can't score.
If it's going to be clock management, it should be done by the quarterback, and it should be brought in, quote-unquote, by the coach.
And I want this whole, the San Francisco 49ers were really, really smart for keeping Jimmy Garoppolo. They tried everything in their power to get rid of Jimmy Garoppolo.
Exactly.
And the only reason they didn't get rid of him is because they couldn't get anything for him.
Yes, agreed.
And they're now saying, well, look at how smart. See, we always said the 49ers have a smart. No, they don't. That had nothing to do with them winning or losing or any of that. I just don't get it. And I don't know what you do. Another one of the big stories this weekend, Anthony Edwards. Plays for the Timberwolves, a great young star, put out some stuff. I don't know if it was on social media or if it was caught somewhere. I don't know. It was anti-gay comments in a very difficult place in Minnesota to be talking about stuff like that.
Right.
And the NBA fined him, and it was even thinking about taking away games. And I'm like, okay, there's always two sides to this, and I don't think that you can. I don't think anybody should hold a microphone and think that they can say whatever they want to say. If you want to say, and if we're sitting in this room, these hopefully off,
right,
and we say something that we wouldn't say out, but it's between you and I, and we have that type of relationship that we could talk that way. And I'm not saying that in that particular one.
Right.
You have to understand. I guess I'm asking you this take. Do you have to understand as an athlete anymore, you can't say whatever you want to say?
I think that goes for
I mean, it goes for anybody. It goes for
anybody. Yeah.
It goes for you
for,
at your
it's
company.
It's an athlete, CEO, it's a whoever. Right. You just can't.
Your company has to have the same thing as Knapp has with me.
Right.
You doing this.
I would be more worried about you and I not saying something less savory, but something that's an FCC violation. But I mean,
right.
But, I mean, it's, but it's.
But there's some things that you and I would think are funny that probably 95% of the people might not. But, you know, because you can't come on here and say things. You are in upper management in a business.
Exactly.
And as am I. And I have to think about that every day.
I know.
Because if I say something stupid, not only do I probably lose this job, but I have a chance of losing that. These guys have to understand that you can have those feelings,
Luckily, you and I are sophomoric enough that we still laugh at when somebody makes a tootie noise with their hands, yes. And we're like Beavis and Butthead.
And not, who was the guy that did the 10 things you can't say on?
Oh, George Carlin.
George Carlin.
You know what? We'll just look at each other because we both know that list. Yes. And then there was the extended list at Carnegie Hall, and it was funny.
Yes. But,
don't worry, we don't need the dub button. We're not going there.
We're not going to go there.
Well, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you as well. We'll be back in here on Thursday. I'm off tomorrow, a little work with Link
Giving
Associates.
Back.
Yes, United Way. And then I'm off on Friday. It's a golf outing, but it's for charity again.
I'm not going, I'm working.
You're working. But we'll be here Thursday. Happy Hour with Gene and Scott will be back. Thank you for listening today. We'll see you on Thursday.
Here's a look at traffic.